This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush and the Congress began this week with fresh volleys of harsh words over the administration's Iraq policy. They're fighting over the White House request for $100 billion in emergency funding for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Democrats on Capitol Hill say the money should be tied to a timeline that would begin withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq. The president insists that he will veto any such measure. We'll hear from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid in a moment. First, we have this report from NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.
Democrats in Congress have the power of the purse. The president has the power of the veto, and neither seems ready to cede to the other. President Bush started the week with a morning meeting in the Oval Office with the man in charge of the Iraq mission, General David Petraeus. Talking to reporters and photographers following that session, the president said the general spoke of, quote, some progress as a result of the recent increase in the number of U.S. troops in Baghdad. President Bush was asked about Senate Leader Reid's statement that Mr. Bush is in denial about Iraq and about Reid's insistence on a timetable for U.S. troops to come home sometime in 2008.
I believe strongly that politicians in Washington shouldn't be telling generals how to do their job.
The president repeated his insistence that any timetable for a U.S. pullout would allow the enemy to just wait things out. He said it would also send a message to the Iraqi government.
It would say to the Iraqis, don't do hard things necessary to achieve our objectives, and it would be discouraging for our troops. And therefore, I will strongly reject an artificial timetable withdrawal and or Washington politicians trying to tell those who wear the uniform how to do their job.
Later in the day, Deputy White House Press Secretary Dana Perino weighed in on Senator Reid's statement. She said it's the Senate leader who seems to be in denial.
He's in denial about the conflict that we are in, how al-Qaeda is inciting sectarian violence. He is in denial about the new Baghdad security plan and the new changes that we've implemented in al-Anbar province. And he's also in denial that a surrender date he thinks is a good idea. It is not a good idea. It is defeat. It is a death sentence for the millions of Iraqis who voted for a constitution, who voted for a government.
President Bush, meanwhile, said he's ready to work with Democrats to make sure they get a war funding bill to his desk with no withdrawal timeline. But it's not clear Democrats in Congress will accept any more funding for Iraq without one. And neither side is showing any interest in a compromise. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.